Find your place.
Daring to dream of a better world for all of us. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
And with the soothing, sweet sounds of Helvetia, side project of Duster, we now get ourselves into this wonderful hour of, my apologies, I just had to turn that down a little lower. We now get into the wonderful hour I like to call Whatever Gaze. My name is Dez, DJ Dez, if you prefer. Actually, that would be a great DJ name now that I think about it. We've got a wonderful hour. It's a little more punkier today. Some songs, not punk, some songs, punk, but it's a little bit of a heavier sound today. Not metalcore, not black metal, nothing crazy, but just some good old-fashioned punk rock. Some bands releasing a new album in less than 2 weeks, Canadian band, some bands coming to Winnipeg, a recent discovery I really enjoy, some recommendations by friends that I've found fantastic, bands that I have found CDs of in my basement that I forgot I had bought. Nope, that's not the right grammar. Forgot I had bought a year or two ago. And closing it out, a really, really old favorite that I spun on my record player last week and while sitting and realized how much I enjoyed it. We are going to start with, as this song closes us out, a favorite that released a new album not that long ago. This band is called Radioactivity, and they're from Denton, Texas, and this was released just a few days ago on Halloween, and you heard a snippet of it right now, but we'll play the first song off the album, and then one of my favorites that I have found. I discovered this band while they were billed on a festival with bands like The Mummies and John Spencer Blues Explosion. So, or the John Spencer Blues Explosion. mind my language here. And I was like, oh, they're on the same level as these bands. I should really give them a listen and check them out. And so I did, and I don't regret it. These bands are a little bit egg punky, a little bit classic punky. I would put them along the same lines as Wipers and Mission of Burma, but they've been releasing music steadily since 2011, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. This is the title track of their newest album, Time Won't Bring Me Down, with the song Why. And this band is Radioactivity from Denton, Texas. I hope you guys are going to enjoy the next hour. My name is Dez, and we got some hot tunes for you.
I feel I love you.
closing that set out, you heard another Radioactivity song with the lead single of their second album, Radioactivity, titled World of Pleasure. Again, one of those bands I just found on an Instagram page called, I think it was called Art Pop Daily. And they aren't really art pop, but they aren't really punk either. So I respect the initiatives chosen by that page to showcase a band of such weird heights. And I think another festival I was following posted their set as well. And that was really enjoyable. And I took a listen and I fell in love. I really enjoy... lately I've been really enjoying punk that is a little bit fuzzier, a little bit faster, more focused on hooks and riffs and getting your foot stomping on the ground rather than breakdowns for moshing. But I think that's just the change in the weather means a change in my taste in music. Before that, we heard Homefront, Edmonton's own Homefront with the song Faded State. Homefront coming to Winnipeg in December. Pre-sales have already entirely sold out. I was not lucky enough to get one, so I'm going to be one of the poor folks standing 2 hours early outside in the snow waiting for the chance of a door ticket. And they've sold out for a reason. Homefront is incredibly fantastic. They remind me of... Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, who decided to leave Westminster, London, and go to Brixton for a bit and get a little bit more punkier. If you know England, you'll know what I'm talking about. I don't. I was there for 5 days, and now I think that I do. But these guys have such a 80s synth pop element, reminiscent of... Again, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or Devo, even. I would say they're a little bit more punkier than Devo, with their wall-to-wall movements and their intense vocals and punishing drum beats, but not as punkier as some of the stuff that I'm going to play later. Not chain punk. They're really... pushing the boundaries and doing their own style of music, which is why it's garnered them so much success. They're opening up for Cox Bars and the Dillinger 4 this month, I believe, in a couple weeks. So it's good to see a Canadian band spark new music and grow to new heights. And I'll be playing their lead single of their upcoming album, Let It Die, later in the set. Up next, we have a band that I'm excited again to see their growth, but this is a band called Gouge Away from South Florida. They've been around for a while. They've been touring for a while, playing festivals a crazy amount. I saw them at Outbreak Fest in England this year playing the smallest stage. But now they're on the largest stage. Well, I would assume that Edmonton and Regina don't actually have the largest stages in the world. But they're opening a stadium show for the Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age, which I just think is crazy. Really impressive for them. I hope that tour brings them some motion because they absolutely deserve it. Their 2024 album... Deep Sage is incredible. It's a good mix of punk, clean vocals, and hypnotic rhythm guitars. Gouge Away is almost what I would want the band Scowl to sound like, and that's why I think they are often underlooked in that sphere of femme-led hardcore. Because a few bands really capitalize that spotlight early on and then turn full pop, and it doesn't let fully hardcore bands like Gouge Away take the mainstream, although they are doing that now. It just took a few years. After that, Calgary's own Imploders dropped their second album, I believe, targeted for termination last month or at the end of September. You'll be hearing the song Life of Crime off of that. And then to close out the set, we'll be playing I Hate You by Sick Thoughts. This band was playing when I was getting tattooed in this guy's apartment, and I thought this was fantastic, so I listened to it more. And it's really, really goofy rock and roll, I tell ya. But here's Gouge Away, and we're going to follow that with Imploders and Sick Thoughts. Hope you guys are having a good time. I'm having a great time. And here's some heavy tunes.
Counts that which scream. I don't want nothing to do with you. You don't want nothing to do with me. Cause I hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate you.
Oh, yeah.
I hate you.
And you just heard the band Sick Thoughts with the song I Hate You off of their album Heaven Is No Fun. And before that, you heard Imploders with the song Life of Crime. Starting that set was Gouge Away with the song The Sharpening off their band Deep Sage. Imploders also coming to Winnipeg, opening up for Homefront. Incredibly excited for that. Missed them the first time they were here. But I'm hoping not to miss them a second time, because both of their albums, their debut album and this one, Targeted for Termination, are both incredible punk rock. Just and it's just enough to get you moving, I'd say. I think we're going to check the weather for tomorrow. Unfortunately, I am pre-recording today. There is a bit of a scheduling conflict right now, but I'll be live once or twice a month, I think. I think I can get a max end of 2 months, so I will be live in the studio for some of it. But tonight I'm recording because on Tuesday night, or I guess tonight when you're listening, I will be curling. I gotta do some competition, some sports. I know, a radio host playing sports? Unheard of. All we do is sit in our chairs and talk about music. Don't do anything but research music and eat crappy food. But no, it is the only sport I play. And curling, let's be completely honest, is not super athletic, but it is fun. And it's an excuse to hang out with my friends in the form of a sport. But schedule for Tuesday, not looking too good, I will say. We're at about a high of 4 degrees. And for the morning, it will raise to about 9, but it's still sweater weather. And starting next week, it's dipping into the negatives. So excuse me, I have the hiccups right now for no reason. And it'll dip down to the negatives. So take advantage of this fall weather before it ends. Otherwise, you'll walk out in a sweater and there'll be snow on the ground before you know it. We do live in Winnipeg. This is the city of crazy weather. It can happen tomorrow. Or it could happen Wednesday. So take advantage of all those fall jackets you buy every year and only use for 2.5 weeks. Now is the time. I swear. Not joking. Up next, we're going to get a little bit softer with it. We're going to play a band that recently reunited again. I know, I feel like so many bands are on this reuniting for shows and shows, fame, money, glory. If we reunite, we'll get a bigger audience no matter what. But this band was already popular and they're very good, so I don't mind having them coming back and playing shows. They recently headlined the sort of second wave emo indie and alternative festival in Las Vegas earlier in October, titled Best Friends. Forever, with the other headliners being Jimmy Eat World, and I believe Mineral on their final show, or Rilo Kiley, I cannot remember. But their reunion was awesome. Their live recorded set was really cool. They're not necessarily a band that moves around a whole ton. They do, but they're not jumping everywhere because I believe they're 50 now. A fun fact about Minus the Bear is that it is the... Is it the Sinker's Side Project? One second. It features the guitarist of the band Botch, an incredible post-hardcore, a really heavy post-hardcore band that my bandmates recommended me, and I can't get enough of them. And the guitarist of Botch often refers to Minus the Bear as his money-making project, his piggy bank, or his sellout project, which they aren't really sellouts, they're just more popular than Botch. I wouldn't say for a good reason, both bands are incredible. One band just strikes a chord with the general audience more than Botch does, I personally believe. This song is Money, Knife, Fight with 3 exclamation points off of their first album, Highly Refined Pirates. One that I really like, the chorus I just think is fantastic in the way that the notes are very circular, where it goes up and down and up and down. I think it's very pleasant on the ears. And then after that, we're going to quickly play a song off the new Living Hour album, as I haven't yet, titled Fire Trap. This is the famous Adam song, where Adam Sullivan, the lead guitarist, plays a title role, naming the song and having lead vocals, allowing the main vocalist, Sam Sardi, time to step back and showcase their instrumental works. This is Minus the Bear. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The show is called Whatever Gaze. My name is Dez. After this, we're going to get into some show details, as it is a stacked week in Winnipeg. Thank you. And that was Fire Trap by Winnipeg Local Legends and Underground Scene Veterans Living Hour off of their new album Internal Drone Infinity. Let's take a look at some local events, shall we? Because it's getting pretty crazy. This week specifically, we've got 7 shows across the city, all presented by Real Love Winnipeg. There's a couple clashes that I just want to say of independently promoted shows that people should also check out if these don't interest them. But it is a week with something every day but today, which means it goes Tuesday to Monday, and it's pretty bonkers. Starting off the week is Australian Punkers Teen Mortgage with Ontario band Vile, Alex Vile, and local group Death Cassette. Teen Mortgage has been on a hell of a run lately, honestly. I don't love them particularly. I think they're just rock and roll. And as much as I love rock and roll, I just can't get into them, but I understand why a lot of people do. Death Cassette, also fantastic. I saw them in September for their tour kickoff show with Peace Breach at Guilty Sleep. And they kill it as always. But if you like rock, if you like punk, give Teen Mortgage a shot. They've opened up for Smashing Pumpkins, Weezer, Green Day, have played the festival circuit, and honestly done a whole lot. And they have this upcoming tour where they are opening for Joyce Manor and Military Gun, with the 4th opening slot being Combat for Baltimore. All 4 very, very good bands at what they do, and I like all of them. They're all epic, so that'll be a tour to check out if you're in the United States and Toronto, obviously. But Teen Mortgage coming here on Tuesday, which will be today when you're listening to this. Shoot. On Thursday, Didiri, an indie rocker from Australia, is coming by to Public Domain with locals Elio Ergen and Rowena Wise and Andy Danny, a new debut act. Deary is coming all the way from Australia, so if you're into indie, definitely give him a chance. After that, we have a 2-day showcase of Winnipeg Psych Rock Goats. Holy Void returns for 10 years of their album God's Tears, even though they've been active for longer than that. This is the celebration of one of their first major album releases, with Night One being a heavier sort of rock psych influence set with openers Jug and Goodies, Jug being the legends we know and love. Fantastic local rock and roll band. And Goodies' second show, which is a fantastic femme-led power pop band, who I unfortunately missed because I was doing a show in Calgary. And night 2 is Radiation Flowers from Saskatchewan and local slowcore shoegaze act Prairie. So if you're into local music, that is my highlight of the week. I will be at night 1 with Goodies. I unfortunately work at night 2. That's where I will be. Dropped a pen. So definitely come and check that out. On Saturday, November 8th, unfortunately clashing with night 2 of Holy Void's 10-year celebration, is Carlo Capobianco's Famous in Heaven release show with local openers Boys Road and Braun. Carlo Capobianco, a local pop artist. So if pop is your thing, definitely go to this show. Braun is fantastic. I had the pleasure of playing a festival with them in the woods, of all place. Just in the middle of the forest in rural Manitoba. Some other bands included Tarp and a new solo project from one of Veneer's members titled Lull. It's a fantastic group of songwriters, seeing some of my favorite musicians stoned out of my mind, laying down with the night sky above me. It's beautiful. Braun, beautiful band. Check it out. Carlo Capobianco a stellar pop artist. Again, another all-local band. And rounding it out, we have Crywank from England returns to Winnipeg with Tinge as a local opener. Crywank, alternative folk or anti-folk singer-songwriter from England. I feel like anybody who is in even the sort of alternative scene knows about Crywank. They were very popular in spaces such as MySpace and Tumblr for having an album that is very technically weak but emotionally impressive, and they just have evolved from there, opening for bands such as The Wonder Years and having very successful solo and full band tours. I saw them last time they came through, so I'm debating if I get tipped enough at my job, then I'll definitely go see this, but it's a toss-up if I have money to do both the shows I want to go to. And finally, Daniel Johnson, famous kind of, I would say, anti-music artist. They're not anti-music. They're like noise pop. He was the kind of pioneer of solo electronic singer-songwriting, and his film The Devil and Daniel Johnson will be screening on Monday, next Monday, November the 10th. So I will be heading out to that, super excited to see it. And that closes out Heavenly Week. On Friday, November the 7th, at Sidestage, there is a metal core show with Breathe In, A Grisly Fate, The Return of A Grisly Fate, Breathe In, I already said that, Oops, Sewn Shut, and Low Fuel. All great kind of punk and metalcore acts. So if you're not into anything for Heavenly Week, that is a great show to check out. I think that about rounds it out for local events. We're going to delve into some more music. This is local band Fake Talk with the song off of their EP that debuted at the beginning of September of this year. This is a song Drown off of the EP Blur. closing that one out was Second Evil Band, Second Wave Emo Band, Cross My Heart, with the song Today I Discovered the World off of their self-titled release. Cross My Heart, I found through that all too familiar Spotify algorithm, which I don't like, but I do like that I found this band. They're fantastic. Along the lines of Knapsack and Monin, even, you could compare them to if you wanted a Canadian band to relate to this. But I love them. I think they're great. They're honestly my top three second wave emo bands right now, behind like Monin, Counterfeit, and Cross My Heart. And I also believe I discovered them through the singer of my band, Blair, who had a post on one of his Instagram accounts with this title, and it was great. To close it out, we are going to end with one of my songs that I've been really enjoying off a record, one of my friend's records that I have been playing whenever I'm over and whenever we're studying, is Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And this is the band that I was hinting to playing, if you were listening to earlier when I said one of Homefront's influences, or what I believe they sound like a little bit, where they sound like a punkier Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And to close the set out, this is my favorite song by them. Again, you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. This show has been Whatever Gaze. My name is Dez. I'll be your host next week. I will be back. Whether you like it or not, if you like it, tune in again. I'm on at 7. If you don't, I'm sure another station has what you're looking for. But I'm going to play what I enjoy, and I just hope you guys are enjoying the ride. Or at least begrudgingly staying along to it, because you are my dad in the garage doing whatever dad work they do. But this is So In Love by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, the opening song off of their album Crush. I love it. It's one of my favorite songs from the 80s, and I hope it's a nice send-off for the set. On Your Way Home, On My Way Home is up next. Don't Tune Those Dials. Fantastic display of literary knowledge and indie and folk. It's going to be a good time. I hope you guys enjoyed. CKW 95.9 FM. This show is called Whatever Gaze. See you next time. We'll be right back.
CKUW 95.9, Winnipeg.